This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, these videos got released yesterday from China. It started on TikTok. And then people started sharing them all across the platforms everywhere.
The only thing that I'm a little iffy about is that their English is so perfect.
I agree.
There's no accent. There's no anything. Their English is just absolutely perfect. That's why I'm like, are these real or not?
Okay, so China released these videos saying that all the luxury items, basically saying that if you're into luxury items, you're going to miss China because of the tariffs, because we make everything. You just don't know it. Right. That's what they're telling you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about purses, shoes, all kinds of stuff that are high dollar. I mean, they're big time.
And then they just send them to Italy. And as you know, if you buy any name brands, it'll say made in Italy. Well, they just ship them after they supposedly make them in China to Italy, and then Italy stamps them.
Here's the only thing I didn't see yesterday, Jamie, and I was looking for this. None of these companies, like the Armani or Gucci, or nobody came out and denied this.
That's true.
And that kind of told me that what they're saying in these videos are true.
Well, I don't know, because their English is perfect. And then I didn't see any mass shops of them making these purses.
Yeah.
I just saw one lady in the background, like, you know, pretending to sew one.
Yeah.
Me too.
So I don't know.
They looked iffy. They did. The videos, the whole
and
speech and everything.
They didn't show me, like, boxes of the leather that they talked about and
the
threads.
Yeah, you would think that they would show you stuff like that to validate.
And again, what Jamie said is 80 to 90% of the Gucci bags, and you just go through a whole list of luxury items, are all made in China. They're simply shipped to France, Italy, different places, and assembled with maybe a logo or boxed up or packaged, whatever. That's all they do. That China makes everything. Here's the video.
Some say as long as there's a tag saying made in China, the bag can never be luxury. However, in fact, more than 80% of the luxury bags in the world are made in China. But those luxury brands just won't acknowledge that. They take almost finished bags from China factories back to their own factories and just do the repackaging and logo installing, something like that. That way, the bags will appear at their boutiques as made in Italy or made in France, you know, those sophisticated European countries.
So he's saying that now these bags are going to cost us a lot more money, right? Because they're not going to make them anymore. Is that what the point is?
Well, the only point I got from it, I never saw anybody that actually explained it at all. The point I got from it is because of these tariffs, you're going to miss these luxury items. All you people that are into luxury items, you're going to suffer because A, they're going to cost you more, and B, they're going to be much harder to get. Because we're not going to ship them out.
And then,
but I don't know if any of this is true.
China also announced today that they won't be taking any shipments from Boeing. I guess they had a bunch of airplanes. These two are going toe-to-toe, man. It's crazy. And I told you that. I said they're going to go to the end, these two. Trump and whatever, Hong Tong or whatever his name is. Yeah, like they are just so ego-driven that they're never going to
Neither
compromise.
One's going to fold.
No.
Now, you have a couple of these luxury bags, right?
Yeah.
And there's nothing that you've ever seen in the past that they could be made in China, right?
Only the knockoff, the Fui, the Fui Vuitton that I carry.
Which you can't even tell.
Yeah, you can't tell.
It's good.
My sister paid full price at like $5,000. My Fui Vuitton was like $280. I got it in, where'd I get it? Like Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Bangkok. I got it in Bangkok.
Bangkok. You went one of those back rooms.
In Bangkok. So it wouldn't shock me if all that stuff in Bangkok is shipped from China.
Yeah.
But it's a really good knockoff.
It really is. It looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, it could pass easily, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it is true. Who knows? I thought that was crazy, though, the way they flooded the market with these videos yesterday.
It was weird.
It was.
Yeah. Who knows?
It just didn't make sense. It's like, okay, is any of this true? Are they really behind everything?
So far, I haven't felt any effects or anything, but I mean, it's coming. Obviously, you know, Boeing's going to be affected because they're not taking any Boeing shipments. Yesterday, they announced that they're not, we need some kind of semiconductor or something that's really important to us in America, and they stopped shipping that. But all I know is I got my hair clips, so that's all
you
I know.
You got it.
Yeah.
Crisis Remember, averted.
I got 20 of them for $2, so I'm good. That's all I needed.
That's it.
My hair
all
clips.
Right. Jamie's got her hair clips. We're all good, folks.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.